On Friday's front page, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce is taking in big corporate contributions anonymously as it pushes its agenda in Washington. An unusual slap at an ally, the Obama administration is refusing to train a handful of Pakistani army units. They're believed to have killed unarmed prisoners and civilians while fighting the Taliban. And New York's inspector general says state senators manipulated the bidding for the first casino in New York City. From the newsroom of the New York Times, I'm James Barron. All the news that's fit to podcast begins after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 assist to give you peace of mind. If your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone and immediately puts you in contact with a 911 operator. And it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Our top story says the tax-exempt U.S. Chamber of Commerce has boosted its money-raising efforts. It's positioning itself as an influential player in next month's congressional elections. Here's a case in point. Prudential Financial sent in $2 million as the chamber was launching an ad campaign to weaken the financial overhaul. President Obama has said foreign money is making its way into the chamber's bank account. Friday's Times says that may miss a larger point. Domestic companies are contributing anonymously for the chamber to fight their battles. The election is 11 days away, but already there's one loser. Times reporter David Chen says New York is taking a beating in campaign ads around the country.
In the zeal to see who can shout the loudest in criticizing Wall Street, there's sort of this guilt by association. And New York has almost become an unindicted co-conspirator or something like that, I guess. So clearly they must be doing some internal polling and finding that it's working. And what's interesting is that a lot of people from outside of New York don't have that much of an impression of the city other than sort of the tourist snapshots that everyone is familiar with. It certainly doesn't lend itself to the image of the city being a very diverse place that is actually quite different from popular perception.
Times reporter David Chen. The White House is suspending training of Pakistani army units implicated in killing unarmed civilians and prisoners while fighting the Taliban. The administration has kept the decision quiet. One senior administration official says there's concern about embarrassing the Pakistani military. President Obama met with Pakistan's Army Chief of Staff on Wednesday, but it's not clear if they talked about the suspension. It affects units that operate in South Waziristan. Europe's most wanted war crimes suspect has spent 15 years on the run. Now, Radko Mladic is probably living in Belgrade, safeguarded by only a handful of loyalists. It's not clear he'll ever be captured. In the past, other European nations have dashed Serbia's hopes of joining the European Union by insisting he be handed over for trial. Now they're softening on that demand. New York's inspector general says top state legislative leaders angled for campaign contributions and political advantages as they decided on the first casino in New York City. Inspector Joseph Fish says the process was tainted by politics, with officials favoring the consortium that won the bidding but later had to be disqualified. Fish is referring his findings to prosecutors and the Legislative Ethics Committee. These days you can get chickens that are free-range, cage-free, and antibiotic-free. Soon they may come stress-free. Two chicken producers are installing a system to knock the birds unconscious with carbon dioxide before their throats are slit. Times reporter William Newman says telling the chicken-buying public about it presents a marketing challenge. We'll go inside Friday's Times after this.
This New York Times podcast is brought to you by Ford and voice-activated Sync, the in-car connectivity system that features 911 Assist. If ever your airbag deploys, Sync automatically calls 911 using your cell phone. Bypassing call centers, you're immediately put in contact with a 911 operator, and Sync will even deliver an urgent message to the emergency operator if you're unable to respond. That's peace of mind made possible by Sync. Sync is a system that's subscription-free, and it's available exclusively on Ford, Lincoln, and Mercury vehicles. Visit SyncMyRidePodcast.com.
Inside Friday's Times, it's been 3 months since BP capped its well in the Gulf, but Louisiana is still building sand berms to capture oil. Many coastal scientists say that's pointless. They say the remaining oil is too dispersed for sand berms to block. Governor Bobby Jindal pushed for the berms back in the spring. So far, BP has paid Louisiana $240 million and promised another $120 million. It's been less than a month since Israel ended its freeze on construction in the West Bank. Times reporter Ethan Bronner says settlers are racing to build. Some 500 new units are in some stage of construction. Many are in smaller settlements that probably won't remain part of Israel if there's a two-state deal with the Palestinians. Friday's Business Day section says Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac might need another cash infusion. New projections indicate the federal bailout of the two mortgage giants could cost taxpayers another $124 billion over the next 3 years, but only if housing prices continue to fall sharply. If the economy picks up, they could need as little as $6 billion more. That's our preview of Friday's Times. For a look at all of these stories, go to nytimes.com. You can send your comments about the Front Page podcast to podcasts@nytimes.com. That's podcasts with an S on the end at nytimes.com. I'm James Barron. Thanks for spending this part of your day with us.